Whatever you do, don't call it hula hooping. These days it's called hooping. No hula, just plain hooping. The 20 and 30-something hipsters who've taken up the activity have also done away with the lightweight kiddie hoops of the past. They're making their own out of heavy irrigation tubing, decorating them with electrical tape. The craze has made its way into New York gyms. And as Sean Cole of member station WBUR reports, it all started with a Colorado rock band.
They're called the String Cheese Incident, though they wouldn't really explain why. They're what's commonly referred to as a jam band, the kind that improvises for long stretches in the middle of a song. A couple of weeks ago, the String Cheese Incident kicked off their fall tour at the State Theater in Portland, Maine. A sea of sweat-soaked hippie kids danced their butts off. String Cheese legend has it that back when the band was first starting out in the early 90s, playing little clubs in Telluride and Crested Butte, Colorado, no one was dancing. So a couple of their friends started bringing industrial-sized hula hoops to shows as a way of getting people to move. I have no independent confirmation on this story, but String Cheese drummer Michael Travis and violin mandolin player Michael Kang named one friend in particular as the String Cheese hula hoop missing link.
Beth Childers. She's a good friend of ours from Telluride, and she had kind of taken hula hoops out into shows, and she had a tremendous
body,
tremendous moves, so to speak.
Tremendous talent.
This is not Brady Bunch era hula hooping we're talking about. It's sexy and gymnastic and mystical looking, the hoop floating from the knees up to the neck and back. Soon, Kang and Travis were hooping themselves, and then, Kang says, one mid-90s summer, they spent a couple of days making a bunch of their own hula hoops in preparation for the Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
Like 70 or 80 of them, and then we had it worked out that during our set, our buddy Austin would throw these hoops out into the crowd, and the next thing you know, when we're playing, there's like 70 people hula hooping all over the place, and it kind of just caught on and took off after that, and the hoop became an emblem.
Literally. Their logo is an abstract drawing of a person with a hula hoop. For a while, the band was throwing out hoops at every show, but they don't really do it anymore. They don't have to. Fans bring their own hoops to shows now and groove out in perpetual motion.
I would have never put the two together. You know, when you Google hula hooping, the String Cheese Incident comes up.
This is String Cheese's road manager, Chewy Smith. He says you won't see hooping at every show, but that the band's contract stipulates every venue must allow hula hoops inside.
Anytime during the summer we're playing these outdoor festivals, I mean, there's 50, 60 people in the back totally grooving with hula hoops on. It's a riot to sit there and watch. And I mean, there's professional hoopers at this point.
I'm sorry, take a moment to consider those two words together. Professional hoopers.
And they are. I mean, they have business cards that say so-and-so professional hooper for parties, like sort of Cirque du Soleil type thing as well, you know?
There are even hoop troops, like a group called Groove Hoops in New York that actually performed with String Cheese this past summer. I heard one groove hooper was going to be at the Portland, Maine show, or as String Cheese fans would call it, the incident. So I arranged to meet her at a pre-incident party down the street from the theater.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, Sean and Caitlin.
It's good to meet you. How are you doing? I'm so
Caitlin Stoley is what's known in hooping circles as a super hooper. Like most of the people at the party, she was decked out in kaleidoscopic quasi-Victorian hippie clothes. We immediately launched into this Regis and Kelly type hooping segment together. She basically showed me what she teaches to her hooping students at a New York YMCA.
So you make sure you have enough space. And then you give it a nice lateral toss back and forth. So that's the basic thing that we teach first in class. It's just getting the hoop around the waist. And then we'll teach things like getting the hoop from your waist up to your neck. There's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Unlike me, Caitlin was able to hoop as a little kid. But these hoops are different. They're bigger and heavier, easier to do tricks with. I watched her hoop with her feet and with one shoulder. Caitlin once hooped with the actor Tim Robbins. Caitlin has used hoops that happened to be on fire at the time. I figured she was the one to ask. What's the appeal?
Well, it's something a lot of people did when they were little, you know? So it kind of connects you to this childish play realm. And then you can't not be smiling the whole time, even if you get a little frustrated, if you don't get a trick or something. But you're gyrating your hoops and dancing to
your
good
hips.
Music. Your hips, yeah.
And your hoops.
Yeah, your hoops, hips. But I've had, you know, Buddha-looking type men hula hooping, you know? Like, you can do it. You just have to be patient and go for it.
Really?
Just do it.
Right
yeah.
now?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Carol? Is she around?
I knew I was going to have to try it myself, so I brought my friend Carol along to hold the microphone. I'm a skinny guy, and Carol's known me a long time, so she felt okay pointing out that traditionally, you need hips to do this.
Since Sean has no hips, he has concave hips. He's a perfect person for the true test.
All right, you give me the hoop, I'll give you the microphone.
Caitlin gave me a couple pointers before liftoff. Make sure you have enough room, 1 foot in front of the other.
Give it a nice, strong throw. Back and forth.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're awesome.
I can actually do this. This is insane.
It was true what everyone said. You can't hoop without laughing. I felt giddy and euphoric and didn't want to stop, in part because it seemed like I had finally cleared some ancient gym class hurdle I'd forgotten was there.
I can't believe how easy this is.
Yeah, feels good.
I'm grooving.
It's pretty magnificent.
Try to walk with it, Caitlin said, at which point the hoop fell to the driveway. Aw, you'll get it, she said, once you hear the string cheese music start. But the theater was really cramped. Tiny aisles, railed-in dancing platforms. I saw one fan hooping with one of those little whammo numbers for a few seconds, but that was it. It's too bad, because I hear hooping to the string cheese incident can put you into a trance. But as their road manager Chewy Smith said, in a crowded theater like this, you don't want to be the guy who says,
"Hey, give me 8 feet of dancing room for me and my hula hoop."
You just don't ever want to be that guy. And I'm probably not ready for prime time anyway. Still, I hear hooping gives you great abs. I'm so totally gonna get one. For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole.
This is All Things Considered.